in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to Psalm 35 and the latter part of verse 3. Psalm 35 and the latter part of verse 3. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. I wonder if there's one or more poor souls, sinners, here this morning, that this is how you have come to chapel. Wanting, desiring, asking, seeking, that the Lord might speak to your poor, never-dying soul. Oh, and assure your conscience of its part in his redeeming blood. You may know that I am his and he is mine. Perhaps someone even came asking that this might be the text. Well, dear soul, then your prayer has already been answered. The Lord has heard, the Lord has answered your prayer in this respect. What more can he say? And to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Poor dear David here in this psalm, he was evidently in some great trouble, as he often was, poor man. Well, he had those enemies against him, almost too many to enumerate. But he had all these enemies, particularly Saul and his own son, Absalom. But, oh, how he opens this psalm, plead my cause, O Lord. Well, you're not being hunted like poor David was. You're not having javelins thrown around your ears. But you may still be sorely tried. You may still be sorely tempted. Tempted of the arch enemy of the Church of God. Yes. You know, this has been said before. The devil never tempts his own. He doesn't have to. He's already got them. Put it like this, they're safely in his net. But oh, how he does tempt God's dear people. Oh, and he goes after them. He doesn't give them any rest. If they should be lifted up with a little hope, with a little who can tell, some little hope and encouragement under the ministry of the Word of God. Why, very often, perhaps before that soul has got back to their home, it all seems to have gone. Oh, and you question. Ah, yes, and the devil questions this in your heart, does he not? If you were one of God's people, you wouldn't be like that. You would be able to retain it. But friends, he always was, will be, cannot change. He's a liar. He's a liar. And he's not going to thank me for saying that either. But it's still the truth. But here, there's this desire. A God-given desire. It reminds me of a word you find in the book of Proverbs, chapter 10. I think you'll find it's about verse 24. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. Yeah. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. And dear soul, is this text then anything to you? Oh, do I hear someone say, yes, this is the very words that I want. Our late friend, Gordon Dorr Hastings, as a man that caused much concern by others through his life, because he never spoke of anything of a spiritual nature. But before he died, in the last year or two, his dear wife told me this only the other evening. Oh, this was his prayer. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And he didn't mind others in the hospital hearing it either. Why? He said, you and I will be like this. For mind an urgent pressing case. I can no denial take whilst I plead for Jesus' sake. Why, it's his name, it's his honour, it's his glory, it's his praise. Oh, and a dear, poor sinner wants to hear these words. Oh, that will form and give that soul sweet, blessed, gracious assurance. That their salvation is of God, is of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. What did we read there a moment ago in Acts chapter 4? Boy, it was this, was it not, Peter, what he's saying here? Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that's why a poor sinner comes to the Lord in urgent prayer, because there is none other name. There is none other name. The name of Jesus, how sweet it sounds. In a believer's ear, yes. This soul may, she may be a believer, but they haven't got this gracious assurance that they are saved by the Lord. And they keep going to the Lord in prayer. It's a daily prayer. Oh, it may be an hourly prayer. You pray this when you wake up in the morning. You pray this as you go off to work. You pray this as you are at work. You pray this on the way home. You pray this as you lay down. on your bed. Ah, by night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. Dear soul, we love him because he first loved us. That's an amazing thought, isn't it? That's an amazing thought, that he should love us before we loved him. What? With all our sin and iniquity and all our transgression and faults and failings, inconsistencies, heart wanderings, backslidings? Yes. He loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all and nor with a soul will part. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. You see, one thinks of the words that you find there in the book of Job. So real. Such are, again, showing the deep concern and exercise, God-given exercise. Note that, God-given exercise. What did Job say? Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even unto his seat. Did you come to chapel this morning, praying your way along, praying that the Lord might appear, that this might be the day when I shall hear the words of love and mercy to my poor never-dying soul? Perhaps, dear soul, you feel you're very much like that poor man in the gospel that we read about. Yes, he was full of leprosy. In other words, he was full, totally full of all uncleanness. It wasn't just on the outside. He says he was full. You can't fill something on the outside. It's got to be on the inside. It's here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes. Come, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And I tell you something else, what you're saying as well. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Yes, say unto my soul, speak, let me hear thy voice. Well, that dear man that was full then of leprosy, full of uncleanness, just like you and I, poor soul. But dear soul, there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared, says the David in the Psalm 130. But there is forgiveness with thee. Take it home, dear soul. Pray about it. But there is. The word is sure. Say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes, and there is forgiveness. Ah, what does the hymn writer say? I know I quote this. It suits me well. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Yes, but you say, yes, you might say, well, dear man's words. Well, be that as it may. But dear soul, this is God's word then again. But there is forgiveness with thee. It's so clear, it's positive. There's nothing uncertain about it. And yes, oh, and if you didn't care about your poor never dying soul, you wouldn't have come to chapel this morning saying, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. No, you'd have come, yes, like the door on its hinge. But oh, where there's this gracious concern, this exercise before God. See, it's sinners. Dear soul, the gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ is for sinners. Take that home. Digest it. It's for sinners, dear soul. Jesus said this. This is the one, dear soul, that has these words of eternal life. This is the one, dear soul, that has these words of salvation. I came to seek and to save that which was lost. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You're there, aren't you? Do I not find some poor soul here this morning? Yeah, he came to call sinners to repentance. Yes, you're a sinner, you know that. You don't need me to tell you. But what you do need is the Lord to tell you this. Yes, that he came to save sinners. Came to save the very worst of sinners. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Just as our dear Lord Jesus Christ then was there in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And poor Joseph fears to take Mary as his wife. And the Lord appeared. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thine espoused wife. That which conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall. No if, but, or maybe. Certain, positive. For he shall save his people from their sins. Save his people from their sins. Ah, yes, dear soul. And the foundation of God stands sure, and the Lord knoweth them that are his. He knows them that are his. Yes. The vile, the base, the poor dependents of his grace. He knows who they are. He knows where they live. He knows their movements. And he watches over them with, yes, tender loving care, even when we were dead in sins. Yes, as Paul writes to us here in his epistle to the Ephesians, does he not? But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and of yourselves it is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Yes, dear soul, hath raised us up together. Raised us up together. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Yes, dear soul, and there's this as well. Maybe there's an older one here this morning. You think of the dear man that waited at Bethesda's pool 38 years. And you say, and I'm twice that age. And I still not saved. I still want this word to say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. But here's how. The vision is for an appointed time, though it tarry, wait for it, it shall surely come, and it will not tarry. He will speak. Yes, dear soul. He remembers us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, yes, how often it is these poor souls are so low, certainly low in their own estimation of themselves. But then, you see, the Lord comes. The Lord appears. The Lord appears just perhaps at the darkest time of your life. When you feel so far off from God, you wonder what is going to happen. You know, there's the dying thief on the cross at Calvary. He was a sinner, wasn't he? And he was a bad, bad sinner, wasn't he? And he wasn't any worse than myself. Was he any worse than you, dear soul? But here he is, eternity facing him. He knows full well that in a few hours at the most he'll be gone. He'll pass the way of all the earth. But you know, dear soul, he pleads. He doesn't say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. But he says this, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Oh, how dark it was for that poor man. And, dear soul, you say, but he appealed. He pleaded with the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And the Lord remembered him in his low estate. The Lord blessed him in his low estate. And the Lord said to him, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Yes. In effect, the Lord was saying unto him, I am thy salvation, and say my soul, why not for thee? Dear soul, you may feel to be at the end of the earth. Ah, you feel to be at the ends of the earth. We've just quoted then from Isaiah 45. And what is it the dear prophet says to us here? His desire is what you're doing already. If this is your prayer, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. This is what you're already doing. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Say, look unto me. Yes, dear soul, look up. Look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help. I will look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. The dying thief was looking to Jesus. The poor man that was full of leprosy was looking to Jesus. You see, and he said, what did Jesus say to him? I will be thou clean. And say my soul, why not for thee? Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. All the ends of the earth. Oh, dear soul, you see, those that feel in their soul's experience, oh, that they're at the end of everything. You're at the end of it all. But dear soul, there's a looking. There's a looking heavenward. There's an appeal heavenward. Ah, yes, dear soul. And what does the Lord tell us in Psalm 102? That he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Dear soul, does this hymn suit you? 737. Gracious Lord, incline thine ear and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never ceasing cry. Give me Christ. Or else I die. Yes, give me Christ, or else I die. Why, what else does this dear hymn writer say to us on this subject? Give me Christ. Ah, yes. What grace we need to sing some of these hymns at times and some of these lines. Look at this one. Lord, deny me what thou wilt. Only ease me of my guilt. Suppliant at thy feet I lie. Give me Christ, or else I die. Give me Christ before I die. Let it be so. Give me Christ before I die. Before I lay my head down. And my eyes close in death. Oh, give me Christ. Give me a revelation of him. You have to say this as well, don't you? All unholy and unclean. I am nothing else but sin. And you're saying this as well, aren't you? On thy mercy I rely. Give me Christ, or else I die. Well, dear Mr. Hammond says this. Thou dost promise to forgive all who in thy Son believe. Lord, I know thou canst not lie. Give me Christ, or else I die. Yes, dear soul. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. Dear soul, you've got his word. You've got his promise. As far off as you may feel to be, as dark, as distressed as you may feel to be, you've got his word. I will in no wise him that cometh to me. Oh, how, dear soul, are you and I coming? Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. This is a large petition. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Because if I had the answer to this, I shall be landed in heaven. I shall be landed in glory. I shall be with Jesus. Which is my heart's desire. Which is my request. I love to meet amongst them now and before thy gracious feet to bow, though vilest of them all. And I cannot bear the piercing thought, what if my name should be left out when thou for them shalt call. Lord, prevent it by thy grace. Be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this, the accepted day. Yes, then if I get there, then loud's the crowd I'll sing, while heaven's resounding mansions ring with shouts of sovereign grace. Ah, you come. Are you coming, dear soul? Jesus, dear soul, he gives this blessed invitation to the likes of you and I. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for ye are I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and labour for that which perisheth? Dear soul, come. Yes. Ah, and to hear those words then of love and mercy to your poor, never dying soul. Those words that Jesus speaks, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Yes, dear soul. Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he did save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. Say unto my soul, I am thy self. That salvation that comes then to the Lord's dear people, to his dear children. Yes, dear soul. Does this, again, dear soul, this salvation, why, dear soul, it's possible for all men. And dear Peter again, why, again in the Acts of the Apostles and in these epistles to the Romans, he says, and whosoever, have you got it? Whosoever, no name, no rank, no station in life. Ah, a beggar poor at mercy's door, a wretched sinner. Ah, a self-condemned sinner. But you know, dear soul, Jesus didn't condemn that dear woman, did he? He didn't. Yes, she was guilty, just the same as you and I are. Guilty of sin. Where are those thine accusers? Poor David had these that tried him, hunted him. You and I, poor soul, have an adversary that hunts us, maybe day and night. But where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? No, Lord. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. But listen, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's say it again. Yes. The words then of the hymn writer. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Ah, yes. Who have fled for refuge. They're the words I was thinking of. Ah. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who have fled for refuge. You fled. Ah, dear soul. You know that poor man in the Old Testament dispensation that had accidentally slain someone, he could run to a city of refuge and he could lay hold there. And the avenger of blood could not touch him. Dear soul, have you come? Are you coming, dear soul? And are you laying hold of Christ? There's a woman in the gospel, dear soul, that laid hold of Christ. She was like you and I, poor soul. Oh, she got this infirmity. But if I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Yes. She reached forth her hand, she touched. And she was healed, and say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Say, dear soul, he's the only Saviour. Ah, dear soul, yes, dear soul, he comes. He comes to poor sinners, and he invites sinners to come to him. You know, Paul gives those solemn words there, doesn't he, in Romans chapter 6. I think, yes, the last verse. The wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's the gift you want, isn't it, sir? Ah, for the Lord to speak. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. You see, we must be careful that we do not dictate to God the very words that he should use. The Lord is the sovereign. But dear soul, the Lord will appear. The Lord will appear. You're not gone in this darkness forever, poor soul. The Lord will come. Why? Because his name is on a glorious estate. See a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul, encouraged by thy word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. Behold, I come. I'm coming, Lord Jesus. I think that's what that Scotch lad said, wasn't it? Yeddy, he's coming. Are you coming, dear soul? Are you coming as you're bidden to come? Ah, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. See, dear soul, there's poor sinners then that come. Yeah. They want to hear his voice. His voice of love and mercy. Ah, Psalm 107. Was it 3-4 times you read this? Oh, and then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Dear soul. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And he delivered them out of their trouble. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Isaiah. I think it's 27. I think it's about the last verse. And they shall come, which were ready to perish. Yes, dear soul, they shall come which were ready to perish, but you know, dear soul, the Lord saves them. Blessed be his glorious name, he saves. He snatches brands from the burning. He makes them trophies of his grace. Yes, why, yes. And they shall come, and it shall come to pass, in that day, that a great trumpet shall be blown. Oh, that one could blow this trumpet efficiently and properly. Oh, they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, the outcast, the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. See this, oh, they may be in Assyria. They may be in Egypt, but they shall come and they shall bless the Lord in Zion, in Jerusalem, and praise and bless his gracious name. They shall come which were ready to perish. I think of Jehoshaphat. Joshua the high priest in Zechariah's prophecy. Ready to perish. Dear soul, you look at where he was. He was there before the angel of the Lord. That's where he was. And I venture to say, dear soul, if this is your prayer, say to my soul, I am thy salvation. If this hour you came to chapel this morning, if this was your prayer on your bed last night, dear soul, then that's where you are. Come before the angel of the Lord, before the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And he wasn't without Satan's temptations, wasn't he? There was Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And you know what that is, don't you, poor soul? You know, the Lord says this to him, doesn't he? The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Amazing grace. Sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Yes, yes, Ireland. And the Lord, you see, commands this. Take away the filthy garments. And unto him he said, let's make sure we got this right, because it's important that we do so. Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, see this, he's now saying, I am thy salvation. He says, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And unto him he said, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. Yes, you've got peace, you've got pardon, you've got forgiveness. Keep it, treasure it up in your heart, take it to the Lord, bless him, thank him for his mercy to your poor, never dying soul. And I will clothe thee with change of raiment. I have caused thine iniquity. He doesn't tell us what it was. Here's old David. Why? Yes, we know what his sin was, but when he came into the temple, or rather when he came to the Lord, why, Psalm 51, we're not told there what his sin was. There's no mention of adultery there. Yes, he'd shed innocent blood, it's true. Hard is all, yes. And I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. And that's why it is all you're here in this chapel this morning. Because you inquire of the Lord, Son of my soul, I am thy salvation. Yes, I can no denial take. Whilst I, yes, this old, his name, his honour, his glory is at stake. But this old is a jealous God, and he will not give his honour and glory to anyone else. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. Soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, drives away his fear. See, Joshua the high priest, his fears were driven away. I have caused thine iniquity, yes, to pass from thee. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who are to Jesus a refuge have fled. I lay the rambling remark.